Welcome to TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network. We are a 501c3 nonprofit parachurch organization located in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. Join me in this episode of Sharing the Word. Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. You know, it's been a busy week so far. When I say busy week, meaning with a lot of activity going on. I'm sure you guys are probably having a lot of fun during this relaxed period because it's summertime, but maybe not. I don't know. I think most people that I talk to, they're having fun. They're traveling more now. They're actually seeing family and friends. They're going out. But it seems like every day goes by so fast. And I hope that when you're going through those busy periods where you're just traveling everywhere, maybe you're going to work, maybe you're taking a two-day weekend, three-day weekend, five-day weekend, whatever those days that people have off, Thursday through Monday or Friday through Monday, whatever those days that they call vacation time or relaxed time, please enjoy yourself. I mean, really, please enjoy yourself. Sometimes I sit down and I ponder, what is the most important thing we can do for ourselves? And one of the things that come up, maybe you might have this, I call it rest. Now, Hebrews talks about getting into God's rest, and I know that's important, to rest in the Lord. I take naps. Maybe at my age, maybe I shouldn't, I don't know, but I do take a nap. When I call a nap, it's like 30, 45 minutes, just lay down and just recharge. I think that's good sometimes. That's that rest period I'm talking about. There's also that time of meditation on the Word of God. Now, I can sit in a chair. I can be zoning out by watching through a TV show. I'm not even paying attention to it, and I'm meditating on God's Word. Driving, I'm meditating on God's Word. We need those times. There's vacation time. There's rest periods. And there's meditation time. But it seems that it always accommodates, most of this stuff, the flesh. And so what I want to talk about today, which I've preached on our audio podcast, you can listen to our audio podcast on all the various podcast channels, from Apple to Spotify. I mean, they're out there. There's so many right now. Just go visit our website at TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network, and you will see all the podcast channels. There's like 15 to 20 of them. My webmaster just lists all those podcast channels. We're on Pandora, by the way. You can listen to us on Pandora on their podcast channel. That was recently added. And we're also on the Now Network. So we are praising the Lord that you can listen to Sharing the Word, audio and video, anywhere. So back to the rest period. The rest period to me is to really tell the flesh, I'm in charge. You ever get to the point where the flesh leads you? The flesh kind of dictates what to eat, what time to go to bed, what to drink, everything. The flesh does dictate. But I'm finding there is a contrast between what the flesh wants and what the spirit really wants. There is a contrast. And when you look at what the flesh wants, you have to say to yourself, am I always going to be at a submissive role with my flesh? Am I always going to submit to the flesh? My friends, I would say don't. Because if you are listening to the flesh and not the Spirit of God, this could lead you to sin. It could lead you to the seven deadly sins, like gluttony, greed, and things like that, or anger. So I always try to make sure that if you're going to have a time of reflection, yes, listen to the body. If your body says you're tired, then take a nap. If you're hungry, yes, please eat. But then listen to the Spirit as well. The Spirit of God that is in you. You're a born-again believer, the Spirit of God is in you. And the Holy Spirit will only speak of things that Jesus taught us, what's written in the Word of God. So when you're having a battle between the flesh and the Spirit, You want to make sure that if you're going to feed the flesh, you better feed the spirit. And if you're going to win that battle, when the sin nature, which is of the flesh, wants you to do things that are contrary to the God, you better have your spirit man developed, in shape, fed, rested as well. You have to take your spirit man and develop it to be what? Stronger than what the flesh is trying to do. The flesh does get us in trouble. And everything about the flesh does start with the mind. If you feed your flesh because your mind tells you to feed it with this kind of junk that's out there, you're going to do what the flesh is telling you. If you have your mind on the things of God, then the spirit man will be in charge more than the sinful man. The spirit man, the Holy Ghost that's in you. Remember, the Holy Spirit, according to the Gospel of John, was sent to the world to convict it of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So what I'm telling you, my friends, because we're going to look at Romans chapter 8. We're going to go in verses 5 through 9 today. I preached on this before on our audio podcast as well. But I like this passage very much because I really see people really always follow the flesh because their minds, listen to me, their minds are always on the things of the flesh. I mean, look, you're on your phone all day, most people. They look at their phone, they're always, you know, there's apps that now tell you how many minutes a day you're on your phone. And some of the people that I talk to are six hours, 9 hours on the phone. I don't know the name of the app, but you can probably download something that will monitor how much time you're spending on your smartphone or your phone. That's of the flesh. I have a phone. I have music on it. I get my texts through there. I get that. I get emails. But my friends, I'm not on there 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 hours a day. There are some that are really addicted to their phone. That's the sin nature. The sin nature, because the mind is saying things, what it needs, the sin nature is saying, okay, feed me, feed me, feed me. Feed me more food. Feed me more time on the phone. Feed me more here. The flesh is really powerful. You got to, first of all, identify the strengths and weaknesses of the flesh. And I'm here to tell you, the flesh does have a lot of control. It's called the sin nature. Now, if you've heard the sermons on the sin man or the inner man or the child within you, the sin nature itself, Jesus Christ died on the cross to put to death our sin nature. We're still in our sin nature. The first Adam in the garden brought sin. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, brought us victory over sin through his resurrection. Okay, so we can get into some of these ideologies of why the flesh seems to dominate more people today than the spirit side of their life, because they're feeding the flesh more because their mind, listen to me, their mind is on the things of this world which gratifies the flesh. Now, Paul goes into detail, not only in Romans, but he also goes in detail about the battle we face between the flesh and the spirit man in Galatians. We can get into another study on that later, but what I want to focus on is why the flesh still even controls those who are believers. And I always keep saying it is how you develop the two dichotomous approach to who you are. You're a flesh and spirit person. The flesh. Do not gratify the flesh, my friends. It does lead to sin. You can control the flesh if your mind is on the things of God. So I'm going to start off with Romans 8, and we're going to look at verse 5. It says, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires. But those who live according with the Spirit, oh, this is powerful, have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So what we have is two approaches to life. The sin nature, the flesh. Until the Lord comes, we're still in the flesh. And then a twinkling of an eye, we're changed. But the sin nature does lead us. Because again, it's just what we are made. Corruptible. Until the incorruptible comes, this is what we got to wrestle with. But it says right here that those who live according to the sinful nature, you know, the nature of man, the nature of the flesh, just look at the sinful nature of man. It is always, listen to me, contrary to the things of God. If it's contrary to the things of God, then what we know is that's the sin nature. But we have power over the sin nature when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, but those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on the things of the Spirit. Look, every day you get up, your body says, I'm hungry. There's your breakfast. Then there's lunch. Then there's dinner. Your mind's on those things. But what about the Spirit? The soul part of you, the Holy Spirit that's in you, doesn't it yearn and hunger for the things of God? Get into an appetite to read your word first before you have breakfast. Have prayer time before you drink anything. I'm not saying deny the flesh. I'm just saying put your mind on the things that are important, which belongs in your lifestyle, which is the things of God. If you're a believer, you have to start thinking, I can't feed my spirit man, the Holy Ghost that's in me, that teaches me. I can't feed my spirit man once a week on church day. No, every day, three times a day. Even the prophet Daniel had his morning, noon, and night regimen. You can do the same thing. So when the Bible is telling us that those who live according to the sinful nature, listen to me, have their minds set on what that nature desires. If you're an unbeliever, your sin nature is going to rule you. You're going to smoke, drink, carouse. You're going to do things the sin nature just says, hey, this is what we're going to do. Because it desires those things. It's just natural for the sin nature to do those things. But, it uses the word conjunction, but those who live according with, watch this, the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So look, you're going to always be in a battle as a believer between your sin nature and your spirit man. It's doing this, okay? If you know you're not feeding your spirit man, maybe once a week you're in the Bible because you go to church. If you're not attending a church and you're not even reading your Bible at all, your sin nature is in charge. So you have to get your mind, your spiritual mind, set on things that are spiritual. Read more, pray more, fast more. All these things we talked about in our audio podcast as well. So I want you to say, wait a minute now. If I have this dichotomy approach of life, sin nature and spirit side of who I am, because I'm a born-again believer, I got to start doing things that are spiritual in nature. I mean, Paul told Timothy, you know, bodily exercise is, it's good for you, but spiritual exercise, he says, that profits a lot. You need to get yourself in the spirit mindset of developing your spirit, man. It takes time. You're not going to be, you know, walking on water overnight. I use that thing like Peter did, but he got his sight. Wow, there's a lot of storm going on here, and then he sinks. The point here is get your mind, your spiritual mind, on Jesus. If you can put your mind on Christ, the sinful nature is going to be battling you, but you're going to be strong enough to say, nope, be quiet. I'm not listening to you. Because my mind is on the spiritual things of God. Let's continue. It says right here, starting in verse 6, the mind of the sinful man, the mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Now, my friends, I'd rather have a life, just a life of peace. I talked about earlier about resting more, meditating on the word more, because the things that are on TV, the things that are out there in the world, you're watching it, you're seeing it, it's stressful. So if you want a mind that is resting on peace, then put your mind on the things of God. Your choice. Get off the smartphone. I know you could say, I have an app that's the Bible. That's good too. Well, okay, but hang on here. It's still a device. There's something to be said when you sit down in a quiet place and you put your mind on God. Imagine what heaven looks like. Read Ezekiel. Imagine what heaven looks like. Read Revelations. Imagine what heaven looks like. Isaiah talks about what he saw and the throne of heaven. So those three books will literally give you some imagery of what to think about. I like seeing the things of heaven. I read Ezekiel. I read Isaiah. I read Revelation. I read the word that gives me those illustrations, those pictures that are on my mind on a regular basis. I could see it. Watch movies that depict God, heaven. Just watch those things and let those things be in your mind. Not the things of the sinful nature that makes it go, yeah, I like that. Don't watch shows that are, I guess, perverse or evil or bad for your mind. Garbage in, garbage out. We have to get our minds, because there are two types of minds, sinful nature mind and spiritual mind. Two types we're walking in. We're walking in the flesh or we're walking in the spirit. But if you walk in the spirit and your mind's on the spirit, you will have peace. And that's what the Bible's telling us. We will have peace. So let me read verse 6. The mind of the sinful nature is death. Wages of sin is death. But the mind controlled by the spirit is life and peace. Verse 7. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. All my life, I've worked out. As a young boy, and then, of course, sports in high school, and then you get on your own, and now I joined the military, and I served 27 years in the military. And you have to stay in shape in the military. Required physical fitness training, you have to stay in shape. I've been retired now for more than 12 years. I still work out. But here's the thing. I don't like it. I know it's important. Really, I don't go, ooh, I'm going to go run 3 miles. Some people do. I don't. I don't go, ooh, I'm going to work out today. Oh, that's so important. Maybe at one point I did. I don't know. But it's part of my lifestyle. I'm trying to make a point here. It's a discipline. It's a part of my lifestyle. So I have to do things that take care of the flesh is what I'm getting at. Some people are addicted to working out. I'm not addicted to working out. I might miss a day, but then I have to add a little bit more reps sometimes when I get back to the gym again. But the key here is it's a lifestyle. I've been doing it since I was a kid. I'm an adult. But then there's the lifestyle of the spirit life. If you don't have a lifestyle like you do with the flesh, where you work out, maybe jog, maybe walk, ride a bike, maybe just sit around and watch TV all day, that's a lifestyle for you. You're feeding the flesh. You got to feed the flesh. You got to take care of the flesh. But you got to do the same thing for the spirit. The Holy Spirit that's in you, your mind is on the things of God, will tell you, it will tell you, spiritually work out. It will tell you, read the word. The spirit man inside, because of the Holy Spirit, will tell you, read the Bible. Pray. Intercessory prayer. Worship the Lord. Fast more. Fast and prayer. Fellowship with one another. You have to develop the spiritual part of your life, or you're going to be overcome by the things of this world. And my friends, it's your choice. Like I said, I don't like, ooh, I got to go work out. I love it. I love it. I love it. No, I do it because it seems natural for me. I don't go, ooh. No, I work out because I do. I read the word because I do. Because I love the Lord, I do it. I love taking care of the body temple, Because the God said, take care of the temple. I do it. I take care of the temple. But if you really have only a mindset on the things of the sinful nature that we all are, you're never going to please, listen to me, I'm telling you, you will never please the spirit man, the spirit side of what God is for you. The sin nature will always dominate and control you, and you will never please the things that the spirit man desires, because it's enmity with God if you're not feeding, listen to me, if you're not feeding the spirit part of your life. If you're neglecting it, you put it in starvation mode, and you're only feeding the sinful nature of man, the sin nature that you are, you're only feeding that, you will never be able to conform or want to have a desire to read the Word of God, or to pray, to fast, to fellowship, to have communion on a routine basis. The Lord's Supper. How do you not have the Lord's Supper? If you're in the spirit man, if you're in the spirit walk of life, you will do fasting, you will pray, you will read the Word, you will worship, you will have communion. That's the discipline of the spiritual man of and woman of God. If you're in the sin nature, you're always going to eat more than you should. You're always going to oversleep. You're always going to back off on doing things that are important for your physical and mental health. You just will. You don't care, because the sin nature is leading you. It wants you to please its flesh. So if you're now eating cookies and donuts all day long, you don't work out all day, you don't work out at all, you're not doing anything that's really helpful for the flesh, you're being led by the sinful nature, which if that's what's happening, it leads to death. We just read that. You're out of shape, your body's out of shape. Medically speaking, you won't live long. But if you eat right, exercise, and take care of the flesh, there's a good opportunity, optimistically, you're going to live longer. But then you got to do the same thing for the spirit part of you. Read the Word, pray, fast. I talked to so many people that told me they don't take communion at all. Even if the church does it once a quarter, it's important to take communion. Jesus talked about that. Paul brought it up in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It's important to have communion. Acts talks about how the church, the early church, if you look at chapters 2 through 5, it goes into detail why Christians got together for fellowship, the teachings of the apostle, by prayer, and having meal and breaking bread called communion. So that's developing the spirit side of your life. So if you're neglecting that, then you're led by the sinful nature, and you're not going to be able to please God. Most people don't think that way, but the Bible does tell us. So let's finish the last couple of verses, and then we'll go from there. So it says in verse 8, those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. Verse 9, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. So, in order to have the Spirit of Christ in you, the Holy Ghost, you must confess that you are a sinner. To accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, according to Romans 10, starting in verse 9, you must confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised him from the dead, you will be born again. If you even said that prayer, my friends, welcome to the family of God. You must confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died on the cross for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. You will be born again. Believe that. Accept Jesus. If you have the Holy Spirit now in you, the Holy Ghost is going to tell you how to please God. Listen to the Holy Spirit tell you how to live your life to please God. If you can do that, you'll conquer the things of the sinful nature. And if you can conquer the things of the sinful nature, the devil's going to struggle. The devil is going to struggle with you. He's going to struggle because he's going to try to trip you up all the time. Why? Because he knows that you're walking in the Spirit of God. The devil's still going to come at you. I'm just going to give it to you straight up. The more you're in the Word, the more you're praying, the more you're fellowshipping, the more you're fasting and praying, the more you're having communion, the more you're doing those things that develop the spiritual part of who you are, the devil is not taking a vacation. He's sending out more to attack you. But here's the good news. You ready? Here's the good news. You got victory in Jesus. All you got to do is tell that devil and his demons, in the name of Jesus, get out. Jesus told Satan in Matthew 4, verse 4, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. All you got to do is tell the devil, it is written, man does not live by bread alone. So Satan's going to flee when you can quote the word. Satan's going to leave you alone when you live by faith. He's going to have to get permission from God to trip you up, to take you out. Like he asked God, can I take out Job? You got to remember, God is always there for you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. My friends, read Romans 8, starting in verse 5 and go to verse 9. Your mind is always at war because the things of this world come flooding in. You can defeat the enemy if you take your mind and make it spiritually mindful of the things of God. If you can do that, my friends, I am so proud of you. Oh, you have victory. In the name of Jesus, you have victory. Look, I love you. I want to thank you for listening and watching our podcast called Sharing the Word. So watching us on our video podcast channels, as well as on the Now Network, as well as Galilee TV. Watch us on Galilee TV. You'll be able to watch us so many times during the week. I think we have early times that are giving us a new schedule. So we want to thank you for tuning in and watching this broadcast on the Now Network as well. But please listen to our audio podcast and listen to us, follow us on our website at tldmevangelisticmedianetwork.com. And if you want to be a supporter of our ministry, there's a donate button there on our website. Any amount will help us stay on the air and expand to other platforms to reach those who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you. God bless you. Join me again on our next broadcast.